bills you can out of your committee this afternoon so they can be referred to. House rules tomorrow, and you can try to set up a interesting calendar if possible for Wednesday in the event that it is broadcast. So if you have anything in your committees that you think would be particularly appropriate for public debate statewide, why, that's what's important.
There are 18 members present, and Senator Killian has been excused from the call of the Senate.
River the Chaplain River, Dale Charles.
Let us pray. Almighty God, there are surely days for everyone when, like many of the prophets, we are reluctant to do your will, and our sense of personal inadequacy is very great. On such days, Father, leave us not, and may the conviction burn within us that you truly have work for us to do in places where we are at decision points in meeting the world's need. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 64th Legislative Day and Senate House Supplement Number 5.
Senator Cotilla.
For no additional distraction, I move that the consent that the journal and supplement be approved as read.
Senator Cotilla moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection, journal certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce some people that are here from the FM, or sponsored by the FM and CNER of the University of Alaska. As I give out the names, I'd appreciate these people to stand. Anthony Kohanoff from St. Paul, Benton Rexford from Barter Island, Huston Sanford from Nantasta, John Crawford from Soldovia, John Genoa from Elam, Randy Christensen from Kodiak, Rosemayor Mayer from Northway, and Byron Skinna from Powak. The instructors are as Lowell Nelson, and the FM coordinator is Marja Johnson, and the U of A coordinator is Ron Inouye.
Further introduction. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message of March 15th, transmitting the following bills for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 410, amended by the Finance Committee. An act relating to the sale of oil or gas obtained by the state as a royalty.
Resources, Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 829, Rules, amended by the Rules Committee. An act relating to mobile home parks and mobile home park dwellers.
Commerce.
There are no other House messages.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
Finance Committee has considered Senate Concurrent Resolution 88 relating to the Public School Foundation Program, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report is signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Sackett, Rader, Ferguson, Chance, and Poland. There's no further referral.
Rule.
Finance Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 335 relating to sport fishing, hunting, trapping, and commercial fishing licenses, and they recommend. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the Resources Committee substitute offered previously, and that the committee substitute do pass. Senator Ray signed no recommendation. Senators Butrovich, Sackett, Ferguson, Chance, and Poland signed do pass. There's no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 579, coverage of former elected officials in the public employees retirement system. The majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Signing due pass were Senators Butrovich, Sackett, Ferguson, and Poland. Senator Ray Chairman and Senators Rader and Chant signed no recommendation. There's no further referral.
Rule.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 675 relating to non-retention of teachers, and a majority of the committee recommends it to pass. Senator Ray Chairman signed no recommendation. Senators Rader and Chant signed no recommendation. Senators Butrovich, Sackett, Ferguson, and Poland signed due pass. There's no further referral.
Rules.
I have no further committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 50 by the Resources Committee relating to the promulgation of federal regulations which delimit what is a navigable waterway.
Resources.
There are no other resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 70 by the Rules Committee by request of the Special Committee on Revenue and Taxation. That's Senate Bill Number 702. An act providing for state taxes and revenues and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
There are no other bills.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. We have before us in second reading House Bill 577.
House Bill Number 577 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to interest rate on general obligation bonds. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Ferguson, and Curtula. Senators Chance and Poland signed no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. President.
Senator Curtula. Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 577 be advanced from second to third reading, placed for you on final passage. Without objection, have before us on third reading House Bill 577.
House Bill Number 577, an act relating to interest rate on general obligation bonds.
Senator Ray.
President, I think this bill is self-explanatory as far as fiscal impact. None can be accommodated at this particular time because nobody knows what the interest rate will be. As we are selling our bonds considerably less than the 8% now, and in fact, the last bonds we sold were less than 7%, there's really no fiscal impact.
Senator Curtula.
With some trepidation, why does the administration feel it's necessary at this time to change from 7 to 8?
Senator Ray.
Have the clerk read the governor's cover letter.
Secretary will read the governor's cover letter.
The letter is to the Honorable Mike Bradner. Dear Mr. Speaker, in accordance with AS 2430-060B and the uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature, I am transmitting a bill relating to the interest rate at which general obligation bonds may be sold by the state. This bill raises the limit from its present 7% to 8% and is responsive to the uncertain and potentially unfavorable conditions in the bond market.
That's the end of the cover letter. Further discussion, Senator Curtula?
Well, now we're tinkering with whole bond market again. I feel that 7% is enough to pay for long-term tax-free bonds. We can't do them for 7%, we shouldn't sell any of them. I think it would be consistent with the governor's position that the state at a certain range can't pay for more for other services. Why should it pay more for the banking services?
Further discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, shall House Bill 577 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
There are 13 yeas, 6 nays, 1 absent.
So House Bill 577 has passed the Senate. We have Senator Huber. Senator Huber's notice of reconsideration will be noted in the journal. We have before us in second reading House Bill 589.
House Bill number 589 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to the election of municipal officials. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee had this bill under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Rohde, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian, Orsini, and Willis. There are no amendments.
Senator Cadoon.
President, I have no amendments. I move and ask unanimous consent of House Bill 589, Senator Groves, pass third reading, place final passage.
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 589 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading House Bill 589.
House Bill number 589, an act relating to the election of municipal officials.
Is there a discussion, Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, as this body is aware, presently two elections are required when a municipality wants to incorporate. The first election addressing the question of whether they wish to incorporate. The second nomination of officers for the corporation. Under the provision of House Bill 589, the elections would be combined into one single election and therefore reduce the need for a subsequent election in the case of incorporation. I'm sure that Senator Ray will have some questions on this, and if there is, I'd be very happy to answer them.
Senator Miller?
I don't know if I qualify as any of the others, but this question to Senator Rohde, to the chair, if I may. I noticed that the last page provides that length of term the various assembly members will be determined by law. I know, for example, when Governor Egan reapportioned the legislature last year, he, in some of those dual Senate seats, provided that the length of term would be decided by whoever received the most votes. The theory being that the person who has the greatest public support should get the longest tenure automatically. I'm just curious as to why, Senator Rohde, we're going to the lot system rather than perhaps going to the highest number of votes.
Mr.
Rohde?
Unaccustomed as I am to defending the government's legislation in this body, I'm afraid I can't answer Senator Miller's question. This legislation was spoken to by the administration. They felt that this was the most reasonable means of addressing the question of length of term, and the fact that they did not have a sequence for determining how it should be done by the number of votes, and perhaps Senator Miller can suggest to me.
Further discussion? Ready to vote? The question is, shall House Bill 589 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted, the secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? The secretary will take the roll.
There are 19 yeas and 1 absent.
So House Bill 589 has passed the Senate. That concludes the daily calendar. Brings us down to unfinished business. Special orders. Announcement of committee meeting. Senator Poland.
Senator Ray? Senate Finance will have open hearings on the court system later this afternoon. We'll meet the full committee tomorrow night at 9.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, the Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet at 3 o'clock today in room 650 of the courtroom.
Senator Cotulla. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, the Republican caucus immediately upon recess, and also Representative Colin Burns will be the luncheon speaker of the weekly Republican luncheon at the Baron.
Senator Cotulla.
Mr. President, I believe Senator Ziegler announced a meeting at 1:30 today, yesterday.
Senator.
Commerce, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Bills will be posted. Senate State Affairs, 3 p.m. today, and bills will be posted. Terry Gardner will be the speaker at the Democratic luncheon tomorrow. And if there's no further action, we will recess, Mr. President, for the purpose of the joint session. I believe I move and ask the Senate to be recessed to appall the sheriff for purposes of joint veto session.
Senator Tula moves and asks unanimous consent for the Senate standing recess to call the chair for the purpose of a joint session at 11 o'clock. Without objection. Order. Senator Cotulla.
Mr. President, delighted to make this very distinguished speech for today. I move and ask unanimous consent to be adjourned for 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Object.
Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent to the Senate standing adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Without objection. Without objection.